Hello, my name is Jen Sheets, and I've had the privilege to serve in the United States Navy from 1995 to 2001. One of my most memorable moments was checking into my first duty station, the USS John F. Kennedy, an aircraft carrier. The ship was out to sea, so I had to be flown on board. Now, as the pilot approached the flight deck, he missed the cable, all three of them. Now, I'm a little nervous, and the two pilots are just laughing about it, but the second attempt was a success, and what a rush it was. To land on a moving vessel with only 75 feet to stop. My moment continues as I grab my sea bag and find my way to check into my department. As I walk into the office, our division officer looks at me and says, "Are you going to get pregnant too?" No hello, welcome aboard shipmate. Nothing, just that. Obviously, the women who were being assigned were all getting pregnant and then taken off the ship. I think he was a little bitter, but I informed him there won't be a problem. It was still new to the men having women on board carriers. It had only been about 10 months since JFK started. I did feel like fresh meat walking down the passageways for a few weeks. Now, my rate was an aviation ordnance man, and I really didn't know what that meant early on. We only had 5 women to 300 men in weapons department. I definitely had to prove myself in a man's Navy. Then I learned that the weapons department wasn't like any other departments. We were a whole different community. We all looked out for each other, no matter what. We have this saying called Ayoyas. Ask anyone in weapons, and they can tell you what it means. During my 6 years, I have met some amazing people, and a few of us are great friends to this day. My main reason to even join the service was to see the world and earn some college money, and that's exactly what happened. I only got to do 1 6-month med cruise, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Oregon has many veteran benefits. All my annual checkups have gone well, and I have been treated with respect. I have no complaints about being a female veteran. I'm very proud and honored to have served my country.